This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of a wonderful firm called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me again today. And as always, I hope the audience gets some great information from what I can provide here today.
Okay. They always do. And for the listeners, you're going to want to write this down. Just a couple of contact pieces here. So if you want to look online, he has an excellent website. It's loaded with tons of information. That's at homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com, or you want to just pick up the phone and make a call, toll free, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And Ben, earlier this week, we were having lunch and kind of sharing some stories back and forth. And it sounded like you had a couple of just really great stories of your interaction with clients and how you were able to help them.
Absolutely, Steve. Obviously, over the last 28 years, I've worked with people in all kinds of different circumstances. So there's never a common or the same situation twice, usually. It's always a little bit different. But in the most recent circumstances, I had a gentleman that had been in a house quite a long time. And because of health issues, he just wasn't able to take care of the house and do repairs and maintenance to the property the way that he knew that it should be done. And he was ready to find something smaller that he did not have to worry about those repairs and updates. And so met with him and went over the different options, not just the one option of us buying the house, but letting him know what the potential value of his house was. Mm-hmm. If he were to fix it up, what those repairs would probably cost most typical people.
Yep.
And what he would net if he went that direction, as well as, of course, what our offer would be of just buying the house in his present as-is condition, giving him some time to move to an apartment that he wanted to get to and do that at his own pace to take what he wanted to take, and anything that he didn't want to take, just to leave, and we would take care of it. So that's what he decided to go with, is to take our option because, again, he placed value in those benefits that we offered to him. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, if the benefits that we provide are of value or enough value, then we're a good solution. Otherwise, we have other options available for people to go down that road.
Okay. And so he was in his home. He couldn't take care of it. The house definitely needed some repairs and that sort of thing. And so he chose to sell it as is and just not have to deal with everything and move. Did he move to some senior care community, or did he downsize into maybe a senior-friendly apartment, or what did he end up doing?
In this situation, he was just going to an apartment.
Okay.
Because he just wanted a smaller living arrangement that he did not have to take care of all the maintenance and repairs and those issues.
And so he didn't, he just wanted a lifestyle change where he wanted out from underneath the burden, frankly, of owning a house.
Correct. And that way he could focus on his health and hopefully getting better, instead of worrying about taking care of a house that he really didn't necessarily care about at this point in his life.
Yep. And so did you end up cleaning out all of his stuff? So I assume he took the things that he needed or wanted, and did he leave the rest of it? So you helped kind of with all of the quote-unquote stuff in the house as well?
That's correct. We took care of the stuff that he didn't care about. When I meet with people, they usually say, well, we'll have to get a dumpster and we'll have to take care of all these things that we don't want to or can't move with us, and that we can't donate or give away because charities are sometimes very picky on the things that they will take,
yep,
even if we want to give things to the charity. And it's always a relief when we tell them, whatever you can't take or donate, just leave it. We'll take care of it. And you can kind of see the relief on their face of, oh, I don't have to deal with that now.
Yeah.
I can just deal with the things that I need to or want to focus on to get to that next stage in life.
Well, I'll tell you, so I wish I would have known about you about 25 years ago. So it was actually in 2003, and my grandparents had passed away. And so my mom and I and my brothers, mainly my mom and I, but my brothers did help out. But we had to go over to their house and kind of go through everything. And when you said you've got to get a dumpster, that just brought back a little bit of a nightmare. So we rented the giant dumpster that's as big as, I don't know, half a semi-trailer. I mean, you know, one of those great big huge ones is probably about 4 or 5 feet deep. We filled two of them because, and God bless him, my grandpa, I don't know if I'd call him a hoarder, but he was definitely moving in that direction. So if something was on sale and a good deal, even if he didn't need it, he would buy five of them instead of one of them. And so we just had tons of just stuff. And so we tried to figure out what we wanted to sell, and we had to kind of sift through, you know, just what's junk and we're going to throw away. And again, a lot of it was junk. If I would have known you, I would have said, here, if you can do all of that, God bless you, take it over. It would have saved us, dozens of hours of time. And frankly, that was also really hard for us to go through their stuff, to be honest with you. So that would have been a great benefit to know. And so I'm hoping that this is connecting with some of the listeners who may be in a similar situation.
We deal with that often, health-related issues where a person maybe has waited too long, or in this situation, he waited long enough, but he knew that he had to make a change. And so we certainly deal with people that if they're understandably, I want to be in my home as long as I can be.
Yep.
And I think the statistic is 80 or 90% of seniors want to stay in their home as long as possible. And that's a great thing to do, to be comfortable in your own home. Unfortunately, at some point, most people usually need to do something to make to make a move somewhere. And so we deal with that situation often, work with adult children quite a bit when they are called in to help a parent or loved one to make that move. And especially if the adult child is coming in from out of area or out of town and they're leaving their immediate family behind to help a parent, that's when those individuals often really value our benefits, that they don't have to worry about getting contractors and all of the other services lined up to take care of the real estate. They can just hand that off to us. We take care of all the details with the property, and they can focus on getting the parent to a better living arrangement.
Yeah, that is so valuable. And I was just recalling that whole situation. And Grandma said, you know, hang on to the house. You never know. We might be able to come home. And at that time, we really didn't know if they could come home or not. I would have probably thought maybe not, but we didn't know for sure. So I said, absolutely. We kind of shut the house down, minimal utilities, all of those sort of things. And then over time, it became very apparent that they were not going to be able to come home. But during that time, a gutter fell off. There was a porch problem. There was a new leak in the roof. I think a squirrel got somehow into the attic. I mean, all kinds of stuff happened to the house when it sat vacant. And I swear the house somehow knows it's vacant. And so I don't know. It just felt like none of these things happened when they lived there. And then the second they move, all of a sudden, all these things start happening. So your service is just so valuable.
And we see that time and time again, that what I tell anybody is, you know, a vacant house does not get better with age.
It does not.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And especially if a person is not in the home or somebody isn't in the home for, I believe, 30 days, then check with your insurance company, because your insurance may not be valid after that point if the house sits empty or vacant past that 30 days. But check with your insurance agent to see what kind of policy you need in that situation, if you want to keep the house, just in case you can come back into the property.
Is it possible to get homeowners insurance for a vacant house, or is it some other? What's the situation with that?
You can get vacant house insurance, because my company, when we purchase a house, will get vacant house insurance, but it's typically three or four times the cost of if you're living in the home.
Oh my gosh! Okay, if this is catching your attention. Okay, and I know this is resonating with so many people. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. You could go online at homedownsizing.com or call 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The typical realtor fee is 6%. Is that statement true or false?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The typical realtor fee is 6%. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
It could be true, Steve.
Okay. It's a trick question.
Not necessarily. It is a trick question. Typically, before the lawsuits, if the audience hasn't been familiar or heard about the lawsuits that happened back in 2024, which if you're not into real estate, you probably didn't hear about
it. You probably didn't hear it, yeah.
But prior to that time, it's, I would say, typical for a seller, when they sell a property, to pay out between 5% and 7% total commissions to real estate agents. And the way that's typically broken down is about half to what's called the listing side, the agent that is your seller's agent, and about half that to the buyer's agent, the agent that brings you a buyer, because there's typically always a buyer's agent involved. And then those commissions are broken down between the agent themselves and their broker, where their license, where the real estate license is mm-hmm. hung or employed, you might say.
Okay.
And so you have almost four components or four pieces to that listing commission. With the lawsuits last year, they've tried to, I think the intent was to be more transparent with where that buyer's commission came from.
Okay.
Because it typically came from the seller, where when the seller would list a property and sell a property, that 5 to 7% would include both sides of the commission for the selling side and the buyer's agent. Now the intent was to try and be more transparent with that, to let the buyer see where that came from. And I don't know, personally speaking, mm-hmm. my opinion, I don't know that it's helped a whole lot.
Okay.
because what I have run into, my company, when we sell a property, of course, we interact with buyer's agents at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And even there's a couple of different trains of thought. You can still offer a buyer's agent a commission if they bring a buyer. The other thought process is if we just advertise we're not paying anything, then it's all negotiable.
Okay.
So some buyers will have their agent present an offer but ask for their agent's commission, and then it's all negotiable. On the other hand, we can advertise as a seller, we're paying a certain percentage to the buyer's agent to bring a buyer to us. The downside of some of that, and you will never hear people admit to this, but what I've been told in one market that my company works in, when I said, well, I want to offer to pay a buyer's agent 2%, my agent said, if we do that, you're likely not to get all the buyers, potential buyers, into your house as you could. Because some agents will not show your house for less than 2.5% or 3%.
Okay.
They won't tell you that.
Yep.
It just won't happen. And so it's, I don't want to go too far down that road
because
most listeners are probably bored with that conversation already. But my point, I guess, in bringing this up is if you're a seller or a buyer, you definitely want to have a conversation if you're going to work with agents as to what the compensation is, who's paying the compensation, and if that compensation is being, if that agent is being compensated by both sides of the transaction. So that you know how much you're paying for the house or how much you're selling the house for and exactly how that compensation is broken out. So just be very aware of that.
It sounds a little messy.
It's, again, the lawsuit was meant to try and clarify things and make more and put more transparency in the transaction. But yes, I think it's more complicated now than what it was before. I guess, and again, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Well, it sounds right. And so it sounds like it was good intentions of transparency, but in reality, it's turned into maybe a little more difficult than what it was envisioned to be, I guess.
Correct. It's a good intention. Reality, maybe something else.
Yep. Okay. Again, if that's getting your attention like it is mine, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions online at homedownsizing.com, or you could give a call at the toll-free number 855-291-5005. And Ben, it sounds like you worked with another recent client that had a pretty good story as far as relative to how you were able to help them as well.
Correct. One other situation, and I've run into this a number of times in the last 28 years, but the situation was the parents had moved out of their nice home and were moved into a motorhome full-time and were traveling full-time and allowed the adult child to move into their house. And for however these things happen, after several years, the house was in disrepair, to put it politely.
Yep.
The child had trashed their house.
Oh, boy.
And so
I've heard this story before. Well, not this one, but I mean, similar stories. Yep.
Like I said, I've run into this a number of different times.
Yep. Okay.
Where the parents are trying to do a favor for their adult children to maybe help them out if they needed a little bit of help for a short amount of time. What would have, the intent would have been a short amount of time.
And it all goes south.
And the best intentions, again, bad results.
Yeah.
And so the parents decided, finally, okay, before this house gets any worse and we lose more value in the house, I'm sorry, child, adult child, you need to leave.
Yep.
We need to sell the house. And in this circumstance, the homeowner, the parent, called me, talked to him about the situation. And he even said, you know, my other son is saying that I'm going down the bad road of dealing with one of you cash home buyers that I'm not going to get near enough for my house of what I should.
Mm-hmm.
But when we broke the numbers out and he confirmed that he thought our numbers were pretty accurate, what it was going to take to get the house up to its best condition, what the value, potential value of the house was. And he basically said, you know, for X number of dollars, I don't have to worry about the hassle of this. I don't have to worry about being in coming back from my family, mm-hmm. Where I'm at, to manage contractors, to find contractors, to manage all this stuff that has to be done.
Yep.
And so is X number of dollars worth the worry of all that? He decided it wasn't.
Okay.
And so he decided just to go ahead and sell the house, be done with it, and go back to Arizona where it's warm.
Yeah. So, amen.
In that situation,
it's a dry heat.
Correct. In that situation, again, he decided that the value of our benefits or our benefits were enough value. That's the route that he took.
Okay. And so if that is getting your attention, and as we've discussed several times on the program before, this is a great solution, a great fit for a lot of folks. It's not the one, it's not a great fit for everyone. And so Ben will tell you that. He'll say, you know, this is probably your best opportunity. This is your second best opportunity. He'll tell you if it's the best fit for you or not. And then you make the decision. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks for coming in today. Excellent information as always.
Thank you for the opportunity, Steve. Have a great day.
We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to introduce our next guest, and he's Mr. Richard Wexler. He's the CEO of A Plan to Age. And Richard, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. I very much appreciate it.
All right. And so, Richard, tell us about A Plan to Age, and this is your new foundation. Just tell us about that. It's a fantastic fantastic foundation.
Thank you. I'll give you a little background and tell you why we did this. So if you go back about 20 years, I'm in California, minding my own business in the software industry, around 50 years of age, married later, two small kids. Four parents between my wife and myself, we think they're doing great. All of a sudden in the summer of 05, we start getting phone calls. It turns out to be all four phoning us. They're all doing extremely poorly. We then begin a brand new adventure in our life, taking care of them. This adventure with our two small kids that were 11 and 7 lasted 14 years. Until the last parent passed away in 2019 at 96. And what I realized pretty quickly, I could barely spell the word care. So, yeah, I wound up about a year later leaving what I was doing, educating myself, actually spending years educating myself about the complexities of aging care. What does this mean? What is care? Where do you find it? What's it cost? All those good things. Because my wife and I were the typical Americans. We had never talked about this. We had not planned for this. We weren't stupid. We knew that our parents were in their 80s, but I guess we thought magic was somehow going to take care of them. So after years of study, I began educating all across the U.S., just in about almost every state, about the complexities of aging and care, trying to get people to understand. The numbers I use are a lot bigger than the long-term care insurance industry. I tell people there's about a 95% chance you're going to need care, whether that's a few hours, a few weeks, a few months, or potentially a few years, hopefully not 14 like us. But we have a couple choices. We can really talk about this, have comprehensive conversations with our older loved ones as they age, or like my wife and I, do nothing and then deal with it, which is pretty darn hard when it happens.
And Richard, so, you were on the plan that most people are. They're aware of it, but you kind of try to turn your head and ignore it and hope it works out. And it just doesn't. So then you're thrown into the fire. You have to learn, the fly, and you have to try to figure it out in drinking from the fire hose, so to speak. So
you're exactly right, Steve. It is so difficult. And I try to tell people, a lot of people look at me when I talk about this issue of planning, like, why should I plan? You know, and they haven't gotten there yet. And I understand that. And until you smell it and taste it, it's kind of hard to understand. And yeah, most people aren't going to get four parents. They may get one to take care of, but that one parent can be very challenging. I've been dealing with so many people that live on one side of the country. Parents are still on the other side of the country because the adult kids moved or they fell in love with someone or whatever the case may be. And now they're having to fly back and forth with no plan to take care of mom, dad, in-laws, grandparents. So about a year ago, met my business partner, Peter Ross, who's the CEO and co-founder of Senior Helpers. he and I started talking. We both were on the same plane about this, knew we wanted to put something together, didn't even know what that was going to look like. And by the fall of 24, that started to make sense, had a name for it, a plan to age.org, which we are launching now and which will literally teach people why you should be planning and then also how you do it. We have provided a blank form with the data and the education of how you actually put your family plan together. And as you know, Steve, it's something that you need to update as things change within the family.
Absolutely, because it's a moving target all the way through it. And you have people who need, you know, these things today, and then there may be a gradual decline, and we need more of this or less of that down the road. And so, it's a fluid situation and document for sure. For our listeners, go to aplan2. So aplan2age.org, and that's where you're going to find this form. And Richard, so this is fantastic. Are there other resources available?
Sure. So what we've done within it, we realized, let's say in 10 years, this is feeling fantastic. The foundation has helped a lot of people, but we realized most people, unfortunately, will still deal with this in crisis like we did. So we have a piece of the website, all the aspects of planning, the form to fill out to actually make your plan. But we have another piece of the website that's there to help you, to give you the guidance, to give you the resources you're going to need, irrespective of where you live in the country, to be able to assist and help. That, you know, it could be older parents, it could be a child, it could be a spouse or partner. But if someone gets seriously ill, has a serious fall, maybe a combination of both, we wanted to be there from the planning standpoint and also from the standpoint of someone's already in crisis. So as we just begin this, to kind of answer your question, Steve, we are building a national database of providers that are in and touch the senior care industry. So as we build it, and as the months and the years go on, we're going to have an extremely robust database. So when someone needs almost any type of resource around the country, they can find it.
All right. That is excellent. Go to aplan2age.org, aplan2age.org. And Richard, what's the biggest issue for caregivers today?
I would say, and I know you know this, I mean, there's two four-letter words, care and cost. Most people don't understand what care means. Who can provide it? Where is it available? Cost. We put this right in the website. I'm about to talk about it now. I know you do as well. When you're looking for someone to come in the home, the average cost per hour around the country is about $40 an hour. How many hours do you need? Are you close to mom and dad where you can do some of that caring yourself, or are they going to need many hours, maybe even 24 hours a day? If you're looking to move someone to a beautiful assisted living, average cost around the United States, about $5,000 a month. Bigger cities, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., Dallas, you're looking at quite a bit more than that. So the biggest two issues are really understanding what care is, this little tiny word. And the bigger issue is if you haven't saved, and you really should be, what does care cost and how are we going to pay for it?
Well, just to put that in perspective, Richard, so $40 an hour for home care, which in the Kansas City area, it's 35 to 40, and it's a lot closer to 40, frankly. 24 hours a day, that's $28,800 a month. And I've met a lot of people who have a lot of money, and that's too expensive for them. So it doesn't matter how much money you have. Sometimes some of these solutions are just not affordable at all. In the Kansas City area, assisted living, it's really been skyrocketing the last few years. I'm calling it an average $6,000 to $8,000 per month.
There you go. And you're precisely right. I've stood in front of so many people over the years, explain the cost. They look at me and they think I'm drinking something.
No.
But it's real and it's going to get more.
Yeah. You are right spot on. And so Richard wanted to come on in, and I'm happy to have Richard on the program just to really raise the flag of, listen, if this is coming your way, there's so much you need to know and understand. And Richard is doing something about that with his foundation and the website, aplan2age.org. aplan2age.org. And Richard, thanks for all that you're doing, and good luck. I can't wait to see how this goes for you long term. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you, Steve. I very much appreciate it.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. Well, here we go. Again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I want to discuss the downright, in my opinion, bribery and the money that is being exchanged and exchanging hands within the senior care industry. All right. And this involves one of my least favorite subjects, the free referral services. This is a big deal, folks. It's just getting worse and worse and more egregious. There is nothing, all capital, nothing objective when using these services. And here's why. They've got a built-in flaw, in my opinion. They have a vested interest in you choosing one of their business partners. Because guess what happens if you choose one of their contracted business partners? And you got it. They're receiving on average 90% to 100% of the first month's cost as a commission, or as some people might describe, as a kickback. All right, so being paid, say, for example, $6,000 to $8,000 for their recommendation, in my opinion, and a whole bunch of other people's opinion, is a gross conflict of interest. And everybody knows it. Everyone knows this. But yet somehow, some way, this has become normalized in this industry in a fairly short period of time. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that I have been offered just as a straight up bribe. Hey, Steve, you know, if you convince your clients to choose our place, we'll pay the airfare for you and your wife to fly to Hawaii and back. I mean, we're talking, that's thousands of dollars. Hey, Steve, old buddy, I got some Chiefs tickets for you. Chief tickets, they're almost impossible to come by these days. They're worth, you know, that and parking and all the stuff, probably worth, you know, a couple $1,000 for good seats. And then there's the good old hard cash. So let me share a story with you. I'll never forget it. There is this lady. She was the administrator. It was the assisted living level of care. This has been a long time ago. She's long since retired. She had a stack of $100 bills on her desk. Now, this is a long time ago. We have triplet sons. And when they were little, oh, my goodness, they were so cute. They were unbelievable. And she knew that. This was early December. You can see where this is going. Now, Steve, as she said it in this grandmotherly voice, now, Steve, now, here we're coming up on Christmas, and those beautiful little children of yours, those boys, oh, they're so wonderful, and they've been so good this year. And this money here could help you buy in some extra toys because they've been so good this year. And I looked at her, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now you're dragging my kids into your bribery. And that made me mad. But I'm not kidding. This is what it felt like. It felt like, you know, have you seen the scenes of there's an angel on one shoulder kind of talking into your ear, and then there's the devil on the other shoulder kind of tapping on the shoulder and trying to get you to do something. And just it was really disgusting. And I told her, I said, look, you know I can't take and I will not accept your money. If you want to pay it to my clients, should they choose your place, that's great. Do whatever you want. I'm not taking your money. And you know it, so stop this. And I got that shut down. It all, if this just turns your stomach like it does mine, and if you want an alternative, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We are not on the take. We do not have a vested interest in any particular provider. Right? Because when we do our market research to find the places that best fit your unique needs, we research the entire marketplace, not some short, incomplete list of partner providers. Our business model is transparent. It is straightforward. Okay? And we don't work for the providers. We work directly for you for a reasonable flat fee for service. That's why I say that Senior Care Consulting offers a placement service with integrity, because that's exactly what it is. And guess what? I'm finding that there are more and more senior care communities that are not willing to pay to play. And that is music to my ears. Some of these folks are kind of waking up saying, wait a minute, why are we paying them $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 when we have our own sales and marketing team? We can control our own sales and marketing efforts and not have to pay out all that money. And we trust, we like our own sales and marketing team better. We're more effective. We're more efficient. And as I mentioned before, some of these folks are so brazen and so emboldened by this newfound normalcy of receiving commissions for all this stuff that now, some of them are now saying the quiet part out loud. They're actually saying, oh, we don't go there because they won't pay us. Now, does that sound like a service that you would trust helping you to find a place for your elderly mother or father or spouse? It's just unbelievable. And recently, I got to tell you, I shared it before, but I worked with a super nice lady. She ended up placing her husband with Alzheimer's into this assisted living community. It's a great place. They're doing a great job for him. Everything's going fine. About a month later, I get this email, and the subject matter was invoice. And I'm like, what is that? So I opened the email and it said, hey, Steve, thanks for referring, you know, so-and-so to us. He's doing great. By the way, don't forget to send me your invoice for $6,750 so I can get a check to you. I need to get you paid. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I called her up and I said, you've forgotten my business model, haven't you? Well, what is that? And I re-explained. I don't receive money from the communities. I'm paid directly by my clients to help them objectively. I have credibility. I offer a placement service with integrity, all the stuff. And she said, oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, well, just disregard that. Well, that $6,750 ended up being 100% of the first month's cost for him to move into that place. If this doesn't catch your attention, I don't know what will. Folks, be very careful. If you're considering one of these free services, I'd be real careful about that.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. I want to thank Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions for being on the program today, as well as Richard Wexler with A Plan to Age. That was just a really great show today, and I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.